another poem that was I was asked that I read was actually from Mitzi McDonald, who some of you may know is David's cousin, and actually has a special relationship with David and our family, because at one point her mom and her brother and she actually lived in our house. I didn't live there. I'd been gone. But David was there, and this was kind of his adopted family at that point, so they were very close. And she asked me to read this poem also. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you fall asleep, I would tuck you in tighter and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I see you walk out the door, I'd give you a hug and a kiss, and then I'd call you back for one more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice, lifting it up in praise, I'd videotape each action and every word so I could play it back day after day after day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you, instead of assuming you would know that I do. If I knew it would be the last time that I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more, so I can let just this one slip away, for surely there's always tomorrow to make up for an oversight, and we always get a second chance to make everything right. There will always be another day to say our I love yous, and certainly there's another chance to say our anything I can do's. But just in case I might be wrong and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you and hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, but you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their one last wish. So always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. For if tomorrow never comes, then you'll have no regrets about today. Mitzi wanted me to read that. David.